The composer George Gershwin heard only one Bess sing in Porgy and Bess, the soprano Anne Brown. When she auditioned for the part, she was a student at Juilliard, the first black vocalist ever admitted there. Critic Bob Mondello marks what would have been Anne Brown's 100th birthday month with a look back at a life filled with operatic moments, both on and off stage.
For audiences in 1935, Anne Brown must have seemed to own the role of Bess. At a time when there were precious few classically trained black singers, this newcomer was a revelation. Brown was 23 when she stood before George Gershwin, auditioning for the part of Bess with the Schubert arias she was studying at Juilliard. But he wanted to hear her sing a Negro spiritual. After letting him know that she was offended, she sang City Called Heaven without accompaniment, and Gershwin knew he had his leading lady. Except that his folk opera didn't have a leading lady part. In the DuBose Hayward novel called Porgy, Bess is just one of many poor black characters. But Gershwin was so taken with Anne Brown that he kept adding material for her. One day after a rehearsal, Gershwin sat Brown down and told her that the show she was in would no longer be called just Porgy. Anne Brown had literally put the Bess in Porgy and Bess. There was still one thing she wanted, though, and after much cajoling, she got it. A reprise of a lullaby sung by another character called Summertime. In October of 1935, Porgy and Bess opened in New York to general confusion from the critics. They weren't sure whether they'd seen an opera or a musical, and either way, they were mixed on it. Still, they liked Brown and Todd Duncan, who played Porgy, so the company headed out on tour, a sometimes rocky tour. When Brown discovered that they'd been booked into a segregated auditorium in the nation's capital, she flat-out refused to perform there. Todd Duncan backed her, the management backed down, and for that one week in 1936, blacks and whites sat together at Washington's National Theater. Though Brown's operatic career boomed, she became so fed up with racial prejudice in the U.S. that she relocated to Europe, where she married an Olympic skier and raised a family in Oslo. Chronic asthma ended her singing career in the 1950s, but she taught music and directed operas for decades after that, including a Norwegian production of Porgy and Bess done with white singers in blackface because Norway simply didn't have any black opera singers. Anne Brown remained philosophical about that sort of thing well into her 90s, sometimes offering interviewers a line that sounded a lot like something Bess might say. We tough girls, tough it out. I'm Bob Mondello. Don't fit it, don't fit it.